Thank you and good morning. The County Critical Incident Response Team, the group that investigates all law enforcement-involved shootings in Humboldt County, has opened an investigation into a deputy-involved shooting in McKinleyville on Monday night. The team is comprised of investigators from the DA's office, Eureka and Arcata Police Departments, the State Department of Justice, and the CHP. The deputy who fired the shots during the incident has not been named and has been placed on administrative leave as per sheriff's office protocol. The suspect, who was the target of the initial traffic stop, 23-year-old Michael Lawrence Barrett, remains in custody. A woman who was in the vehicle with Barrett remains unidentified, and she refuses to cooperate with investigators, according to the sheriff's office. The nature and cause of the hand injury that sent her to the hospital remains unclear as well. Neither Barrett or the woman have been charged as of yet, although the sheriff's office reports that Barrett had a felony warrant out in his name, and the stop was initiated when the deputy ascertained the black SUV was registered to Barrett. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team responded to an apartment in the 200 block of 3rd Street in Eureka on Monday after receiving reports from patrol officers about the increase in the number of complaints coming from the area. Detectives located an open window at an apartment facing a parking lot, and detectives contacted 22-year-old parolee Gavin Lee Backus through the window. A search was then conducted of the apartment, and two other people were contacted, 18-year-old Autumn Bright and 26-year-old Stephen Paul Jessen, Jr. The search turned up a large amount of cash suspected to be from drug sales, along with meth, heroin, marijuana, and stolen property. In addition, Backus had 10 grams of heroin on his person. Based on the evidence of the search, it was determined that drug sales were being made through the open window. Backus and Bright were arrested for possession, possession for sale, and possession of stolen property. Jessen Jr. was arrested for out-of-county warrants for domestic abuse and child abuse. A traffic stop in Eureka in the early morning hours on Monday led to the arrest of Gerald Gerardin and the confiscation of five firearms, including one reported stolen out of Nevada, along with a half pound of marijuana and a small amount of meth. Gerardin had warrants out in his name, and he was booked into county jail on several charges, including possession and being a felon in possession of a firearm. The Rural County Representatives of California, the RCRC, applauded the resumption of the Payments in Lieu of Taxes program that will see rural timber counties paid for their federal timber lands. That means more than $700,000 in payments for Humboldt County, $470,000 for Del Norte, $560,000 for Trinity, and nearly $600,000 for Mendocino County. The PILT program was part of the National Defense Authorization Act that was passed last week, a bill that was voted against by Congressman Jared Huffman, who opposed many other measures in the omnibus spending bill. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka Police Department and the Humboldt Bay Fire Department held a fundraiser at fire headquarters in downtown Eureka on Tuesday afternoon to raise funds for the Shop with a Cop charity event scheduled for Saturday. Children from needy families will go Christmas shopping with police officers, and the money raised at Tuesday's cornhole match and the raffle of the custom-made cornhole boards on Friday will be used for the shopping spree at Schaefer's Ace Hardware and Target. Police Chief Andy Mills faced off against Fire Chief Ken Woods, and despite the fervent backing of KINS North Coast News, Humboldt Bay Fire and Chief Woods fell short and lost the match to Chief Mills and the police department. We are investigating whether or not any underhanded, dubious, or nefarious means were used to secure the win for the police department, and we'll have more details as they become available. The raffle of the cornhole boards will be held on Friday afternoon at fire headquarters, and the public is welcome and encouraged to attend. Humboldt State University has received a second endowment gift from the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, a gift of $1 million. The money funds HSU's Extended Education Program for adult students 50 years and older, and it's the second time since 2009 that HSU has been the beneficiary of an Osher endowment. HSU's Extended Education Program was established in 2004, and schools that receive the Osher endowment must maintain programs of 1,000 members per year to be eligible. And that's the news on this rainy Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.